a person can only feel it b'shas if a person's something that a person has to feel. What's shot before? A person's got to be on them. See, then this is Chassidus Seder, this is Nigla Seder. If a person looks at it like that, each thing is its own, it's its own file in the computer. So then it's learning these words. So then it's a different zach. But the whole vart is it's miksha achas. The whole vart is that the tefillah and then the Chassidus and the Nigla, it's all miksha achas. So you know, some people tell me they're learning, you know, halacha and this and that. So it's taka halacha in certain ways. Sometimes even more dry than learning a sugya. And that's even so. Then a person's got to be all on madrigal. A person's got to be on the madrigal where it's miksha achas. If a person, when he was saying karbonos in the morning, Amamish, he felt he was in the bit of English. He was saying pesuk de zimra, he had klois hanefesh, and you know, and the brichas krishma, and then shuvin esra, and then kol echad lefi madrigosai. So then it's a memeladikazach. If a person's got to look for technical reasons how to be ma'ur, shosha nogach, to be to think the pnimius, so then it doesn't work. So then it won't work like chassidus either, because it's different files. A person has to have one file. It's a certain mode of a person, you understand? It's a certain mode of a person. It's true that sometimes the person hasn't learned Chassidus for a few days and they have time and this and that. So then Taki feels that the Gemara is becoming more. He needs a big boost of. That's true. I'm talking about on a regular daily basis. You know, so then the tikkun would be, so then you finish the exam or whatever the days, spend hours and hours and hours of Chassidus or Pnimius HaTorah. And that will get, and then you'll have a. The ikke is that whatever person is learning one thing, that leads into a yearning the other thing. Mm-hmm. You get some people, let's say, they only yearn to learn Chassidus far. That's a problem. That's a problem, because if the Chassidus Sefer doesn't give him a yearn to be Mevar, Toiv Meraf, and Eitzadas, which is the Rechin of Toish Balpeh, Toish Anigla, so that's a problem. That's a problem. If a person learns and he's very happy with the way he's learning, he doesn't feel he needs Pnimius, it's a problem. Are you going to ask me from Tzadikim? First of all, Tzadikim learned Pnimius. Stifler learned a lot of Chassidus Sefer. And even those who didn't, you know, Chazanish, I don't know, it could be they did learn, but I'm saying even those who didn't, but their whole learning was Tefillah. Chazanish was learning the Fashteknish, the Toises, he burst into tears. It was all his structures, his whole learning was his structures. You know, the Chweis, the Briskarov, all these people, they were Heiliger Menschen, I'm convinced that they all learned Toys from Anista, could be Ramchal or Leshem, and if they learned Tamidim Hashem Tov. But nevertheless, their whole learning, their whole. If a person tells you, you know, nah, just get the sugya clear, don't learn Chassidus. A person tells you, he has Moedik HaSipuk, you know, and this and that, ask him if he can burst out crying from not understanding something. Or, when he gets the Pshat, ask him if he feels making a Suda Seido when he understands the Pshat. If there, yeah, it's an Echanami. But don't shuffle, a person's got to be in the mood, it's got to be a Mikshachas.
Why is it like a higher Majika? In some way, Gali Shabbatayah is even a Hecha Majega. You can spend more time on it.
It's not more time, the Birurim. You can't avoid it, is it in Gali Shabbatayah? Because the Torah Shabbatayah is the Itzachayim, the Torah Gan. And Torah Shabbatayah is the Itzadas Toivirah. That's the Chazal. Where's our avoid today? We're working to be Misakin something. Working to be stuck in the bureau of Toiv and Rat, of Chayv and Potter, Mutter Asa. Mm-hmm. That's what we're working for. The Yitzchayim, in other words, Arizal says that the roots met under the ground, the Yitzchayim and the Yitzchayim Das. And if Adam Ritter were original, they waited till Shabbos, so then he would only mean Toiv, even Yitzchayim Das, he still would have been Toiv and Yitzchayim. Mm-hmm. So on. What's Tifa Yitzchayim? What's the avoidance of it? That's what Yigi and Amel. Eitz Chaim is more Hasoga, is more Tainak, more Hasoga. Mm-hmm. People who are Masik Hasoga, so because people, I'm sure there are people, these people have got less time to learn. But they're Masik Moridik Hasogas. Ramosha Shapir says that he's baffled by the Amshon Rebbe's ideas in Kabbalah, and people Amshon Rebbe Chassidim say people are close to Rebbe, he hasn't learned all this far. He's masik. So Pnimi Satoira, Hasoga Silaki comes through Hasoga, doesn't necessarily have to come through Yigi and Amela. He doesn't need much Yigi and Amela in terms of, but for a regular person, the Ika Tachlis is to now, it's a Das Tovira has a point in it that drags Adam Rishon away, can drag us away. So therefore, we've got to constantly connect it to the Itzachayim. That's why Pnimi Satoira.
Let's say that a person has mamash like a shmak and davening and even learns a little pnis before learning, and then can have a 3-4 hour seder and gemara, and at the end Mamish feels Gvardik Seder, and he spent his whole time in Mavarad Sigya. So it just, and the Shaila had to be Baidik. At the end of that feeling after 3-4 hours of the Gishmak Seder, it's a Tainag of a Kitaka or?
Chada. Should be. No, I'm saying about it is a tiny little chapshat, I don't know, whatever
he did. His same chavrusa who didn't have that whole lachana, he also has a geshmak from that seder. What's the pshat?
You know, you can't generalize, but from klali, the pshat is the ikid. Can you compare tiny gashmi to tiny ruchni? Obviously not. So I'm not saying that the other guy had a tiny gashmi, obviously he had a tiny in learning. But there's a tiny from a challenge.
Right.
A person digs for gold and finds gold and he's schwitzing for days. He also got a mardik, a tiny. You can't compare that to a tiny galaki.
That's Nakua. I'm trying to. Like, after the Gishmak, I said, you feel Gishmak.
Is
that a Gishmeling of like, because I figured it out and it was Gishmak as far as.
If you do have a mincha after that and you have Klesa Nefesh, then it was all tiny galaki. Sometimes a person can feel that. Hashem, we had a Gishmak at the Gemara, and for the mincha, like, you know, I had my spiritual Gishmak.
The tiny of the davening, could that be felt Bishasal learning also?
It's all one tiny.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. But there's pratistic differences, but the aura shines through different kalim. It's all mean miskasha to the same aura.
Even though he's having a tainug of the learning svar, but if the mincha is mardik, it's a raya, it's the same.
Yeah, meyachas.
So it shouldn't bother a person if b'shasa learning he's getting a shmak from.
Look, a person should get a geshmak from learning. I'm saying, if a person gets a geshmak from a person who's a different madriga, a person who's even a lower madriga won't get a geshmak from learning.
Mm-hmm.
Or will only get a geshmak. That's why some people, the major, the bechina over here, more than davening, the major bechina is in Ian and Bekias. If a person doesn't get a geshmak from Bekias, then there's something wrong. That's the bigger. If you get a person that says, he's not mamish, he doesn't feel anything, so I'm saying, is he learning another Amid and another Amid? You know, if he doesn't go through all this first, then there's something wrong. Because then a pshat is that he enjoys what stimulates him.
Uh-huh.
So that's not a tiny galaki.
Uh-huh.
But if a person of other, everybody enjoys a gewaltige svara, even al pi ruchni is to enjoy a gewaltige svara.
Uh-huh.
Right? Of a saying an omud and another omud, he feels like that, so then it's all coolly tiny galaki. That's the best test. Emistic learning, the Shema, as far as say, even stricter, but I'm just talking about a lighter. But they said the Emistic Atari of the Shema is if a person could learn the same thing as many times as he learns it. That's a murder. There's different levels of the Shema.
Mm-hmm.
Or but even the beginning levels, if a person has no Gishmak from Bekiyas, there's a problem. Because the learning Teres Hashem. So it means he's just looking at the words. We had it once, Mario and I, remember on Friday? There's the Oisius, and there's the Neshama of the Oisius. So if he's learning Oisius, it's dry, it's not Gishmak.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't have that without a good tefillah. See, because when you're learning things which are nageya, I have to go and say, Mamashiva Kitzam, when you're learning things which are nageya, Shoshanogach, nageya, Gashmistik, Azachim, so it's in a form of a tefillah. Tefillah is also Chayesho. What's the mitzvah? Lismech Gula le tefillah. The mitzvah every day, Tisamech Gula le tefillah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be Goyal le tefillah. This is Geula L'Tfilah, is to be Goyal L'Tfilah. Tfilah is Chai Yishah. The Rebbe Shalom wants us to be Ma'ala the Chai Yishah. So anything that's stuck in Chai Yishah needs Geula, it's in Golas. The mitzvah smich is Geula L'Tfilah, is to be Ma'ala the Tfilah, is to be Ma'ala. So Tfilah is Chai Yishah, it's the same thing with Torah. Torah is you learning Shoshan Nogach. No, it's Chai Yishah. Why is Torah called Chai Yishah? It's enough Kimina. You learn parashas and shpatim. It's also all dinim of chayei shah. And the malachim don't pay ribbis. So what's the zach? But the teretz is, if a person's all avoided, that's what we're saying. It's a das tovar, it's to be goyalit. You're taking it out of golas. That's the biggest, that's the tiny galaki. So mitzvah smich is gula tefillah. When you're davening for baruch aleinu, for parnasa, but you feel it's a tiny galaki when you're davening for parnasa, so you've been goyled. That's a gula tefillah. You've been goyled tefillah out of chayei shah. You're learning Shosha Nogach, and you're learning Shosha Nogach, so you're goyal the Chai Shodik part of it, and you're mother back to Chai. So that's when you learn Bekiyas and you feel the Gishmak, that's a mitzvah smichas gula l'tfilah. Clear?
Yeah.
The problem is today, everyone, this is a Seder for this is a Seder for that. It's true, you need time, you can't miss a Rayan and your Musa Seder in the middle of Gemara Seder. But it's not, but it's all got to, everything's feeding off each other. That's the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Chaim are feeding off each other. Everything in Ruchni is feeding off each other. So if a person's boy from Klali, he gets up right, and he davens right. That's right. So each thing feeds off the other. Automatically, you'll feel it. Person's got, and then I nachanami. The more halacha bekiyas, the more nisyonas they are in that nekuda. So then, a more person's got to concentrate on his davening and on pnimis hatoyer, etc. That's why we have to learn these things. But it could biru. So really, if a person just enjoys learning pnimis hatoyer, so he's selfish. He's like somebody who says, "I'm interested in being mevarer there by Shlomo's bria. I'm happy, you know, I've got my tiny galaki, I'm sitting here, Rabbi Shalom is sending me asogas in the screen, fantastic." That's wrong. That's the Heligar Rav Shetzavot. Chal Yisrael, the Parchan Ishmosim, they would love to just go up to Shemayim. When they're Parchan Ishmosim, they heard Rabbi Shalom, so why did they say to Moshe, "Daba Atimonim and Ishmael"? Because who's going to make Birurim down here in the Bria? Hepach to what the world thinks Pshat is. They were scared to die, they were chalashing to go up to. You hear Rabbi Shalom speaking and you're parchan ishmosim to Tveikas, it's a tiny galaki. Who's going to be Mavara, the tikkunim in the Welt? So that's why they asked Moshe Dapa Atim on Avin Ishmael. Ikatikunis, Tevshabal Peh. That's the vote. What is it? It's a Mordika tikkun, Mordika Nachas Ruach to Rabbi Shalom. When Rabbi Shalom gets a nachas ruach, then we get a nachas ruach. Everything's midah connected midah. Rabbi Shalom gets a nachas ruach, we get a nachas ruach. We mevara the bria. That's a biru of bria. Hadam Rishon's chet is a taruvas ben toiv l'ra. Taruvas is the biggest tzar. Ain simcha kataras sveikas. No, sadan here, taras sveikas. You're not mevulbel. You have simcha. So Rabbi Shalom get like aviyachal gets simcha when the bria is not mevulbel. The bria is mevulbel. Right, there's like the way I was telling you, and I remember later I was telling you a Torah, it's a Chavala, it's a whole Mahalach and Megillas Esther. The Malchus, every time it says Melech, it says Achashverosh, but there's a big Biru to make. It's Melech, Malach, and Melochim. And the Ben Shalom has big Tzah when there's not a Biru. Moridik a Tzah when there's not Biru. And a person's Mevarah, Halach is Mevarah something, so he's Mevarah Deit Zadaz Toi Verah. He's Mevarah Deit Zadaz Toi Verah. So that brings a Moridik a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's bring the Oilam HaTikun Oilam, Sakin Oilam HaMalach HaShagai. That's the biggest Nachas Ruach. And then a person can feel a tiny Galaki. That same tiny Galaki Kaviyachal, that the Midah Kenegan Midah, the Rabbi Nishlam is feeling. That's the vote. But if a person just learns Marinayim all day long, and doesn't learn, and doesn't seek out to bring the Rabbi Nachas Ruach, he's not trying to bring the Rabbi Nishlam Nachas Ruach, he's trying to make himself Nachas Ruach. This is the way he feels Chiyas. And then that person's whole learning. He's only learning Chassidus because this is not Birum, this is the Eitz HaChaim. You go straight to the Likus. This is straight to the Likus. You're learning straight to the Likus, undiluted Likus. That's the Eitz HaChaim. Look in any Sefer. What is the Birum when Mashiach comes? To be Mevarah the Eitz HaChaim or to be Mevarah the Eitz HaDas? We're here in the world to be Mevarah the Eitz HaDas. What's the Eitz HaDas? Toi Vira. Toi Vira means Chayev Tote Muta Osa. You Mevarah the Halacha, you Mevarah the Eitz HaDas. So difficult? And then you mevara the Eitz Hadas. That's the Rebbe Shlomo wants. That's the tikkun. That's the sakin oilam. Can't do that if you're oisik all day long with Eitz HaChaim. You have to mevara. Forget. That's giving ikan nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to tell you, then only learn that. So no, because you won't make the right tikkun. Eitz Hadas can lure a person away. Took a demerition away. That's the whole law. That's the reason I'm saying they're connected. Why they connected? This is the reason, because the mission of the waiter till Shabbos, eaten from the Eitz HaChaim first, then he could have eaten from the Eitz HaDas. Because then he would have made automatic birurim. But he didn't do that. So everything in the Bria has a tarubas toy v'rah. When you're mevara halach at the same time, in that Bria you're learning about, there's an ox somewhere, I don't know why, you're making a birur, you're making birurim in the Bria. You want to just learn Eitz HaChaim? Stop being so selfish. Eitz HaChaim doesn't need you. Eitz HaChaim doesn't need you. The Torah doesn't have to be down here for the Eitz HaChaim. Let it stay with the Malachim. Stay in Gan Eden. Nothing happened to the Eitz HaChaim. You want to be oisik in the Eitz HaChaim down there? There's a world. There's a mess. And we are working for the Rabban Shalom to clear the mess. You want to work for the Rabban Shalom or you want to be selfish? That's the answer. So Shabbos is a time where there's less birurim. Shabbos is Eitz HaChaim, so Shabbos is a man of not birurim. Some people don't learn Gemara and Torah Shabbat Peh on Shabbos, but during the week, so we've discussed this before. Shishir Mishnah Kenegad Shishir Simei Ma'is. It's all birurim. Yosef Tzadik had an easy time in Mitzrayim. No. He shishes Sidra Mishnah. You're not supposed to. You have to be Mavara Birurim for Klal Yisrael. All the Nitzoytzes. What's the Nitzoytzes? Taruv is Toiv Ra. The Nitz is stuck. The Nitz is a Toiv is stuck. He's stuck. And what was Yosef doing? It was Mishnah Lamelot. He was learning Mishnahis. Yosef Tzadik was learning Mishnahis. He was learning Mishnahis. And every time he learned a Mishnah, he was Mavara, more Nitzoytzes. He was taking more Toiv out of Ra, more Toiv out of Ra, more Toiv out of Ra, more Toiv out of Ra. And because in his chus, they left Berachosh Gadol. They left with all the Nitzoytzes of Toiv. And then the Ra just finished off. That's why Mikach Moshe's Atzma said, you can't leave Yosef behind. Who gave you the whole Rechush Gadol? You didn't take Ra with you. You left all the Ra Mitzrayim. You took all the Toiv. Who did the hard work? Avada Klal Yisrael also did the hard work. All the Chayme Belevenim, there was all the Birurim of Torah Shabbal Peh Mitzrayim. Avada Maisa, who bought Torah Shabbal Peh? Who was the Shisha? Who bought the Shisha Sidra Mishnah? They were always thinking Gemara. You can't learn Gemara without Mishnais. Yosef Tzadik took Mishnais down. And he made a Siyam on Shisha Sidra Mishnah. And then the brothers came in, and they learned Gemara. And then they made them see Mashas. And then they went out with Yosef. The Rechush Gadol is the Nitzoytzes of Ra, through all the Birurim. And Birurim of Gemara are very hard. You have to be in a Bavel for that. You have to be in the worst countries for that. Talmud Bavel, you have to be in the worst countries for that. And then they went out with the Siyim of the Talmud, of Shishu Sidra Mishnah. That was Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef. And they went out with the Siyim Mashas. And that's how they went out to Mitzrayim. No, somebody would have said Yosef Tzadik could have stayed with his father. He was learning. That wasn't his tafkid. Mashiach ben Yosef is Mavara. Has to be Mavara. The Itzadas. Okay, did he have tainus? No. Hashem, we have a zchus to be Mavara. To be Masak and Nebriya. To be Mavara, Masak and Nebriya. But don't get lost in the Itzadas. So learn Marinam as well. But the ikar learning is what we're doing here in the world. The world will come with tikkunoi, and the Rosh Hashanah will shech the Yitzhahara, and all the clippers will automatically be chol arisha, kula ka'ashem techla, and then the world will be zeichet to have a world of tikkundika yitzhadas, and then we'll be able to be zeichet to learn still teresh about peh, but without a bechin of biru, I happen to be mevar the tovara, where the yitzhadas and the yitzhachayim will become one. When you learn Torah, and you'll learn Torah with the derech arizal. People who have mesukandik and neshamas, like Rav Moshe Maya Mondstein, every time he learns two lines of Gemara, he tells you where this neshama is. And you ever read his daf yomi al pi sisri Torah? So everything. Why? Because he's on a madrega with Eitz Hadas and Eitz Chaim. He's a mesukandik and neshama. That's why he hasn't got this thing. He's a neshama. He's a neshama betikunai. That's why he keeps on talking. He doesn't know what he's doing over here. Because he's a Mesukadik and Neshama. So when he learns Gemara, he's flying straight to Ravunas and Shoshan Neshama from Bina. This is Sheikh Ben Yosef and Ameira, that's Mevar and Mesech Nadorim. And that's how he learns Torah, because by him, the Itzachayim and the Itzadas is all Mishabi together. So Pachadik Kazach, every Yadini with Halach is a very big Boki in Halacha. But whenever you speak to him in Halacha, he's always Makasher. And he's always Makasher to it. This one's Neshama, that one's Neshama. Yeah, they have it when you should go through it. This is the first way his kavanas on Pesach. The kavanas already came out beautifully. He has Maseches Dorim. He has already on Maseches Brochus. Daf Beis. Mefarish Arizal. Shittas Rebbeinu Tam al Pipnimius. He's got a whole thing on the neshama of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the neshama of this one, and the neshama of that one, and the neshama of the Ravina, and the neshama of the Ravasi. Shittas Reb Chanina now. Chanina is called Hashem Hachain. Shuyalef Eila Eila Me'ola Ola Misoita. Zer Ampin. What's he learning over here? Ramban v'chasam soifei is megala hoyi b'seida das. Gashma Moshe is b'seida das. Avshi ish kabbalah shesheresh Ramban ochas b'peya smallest odom erishon. The whole learning is like that. You think he makes these things up? These things all come from asagus. Haran of b'seid beis avchonas the chachma bina. You have a new mahalach in the neshama of the Ram. I'm seeing this more than I'm saying. The chibur of the Ran is ma'achet. The chibur that the Ran wrote is ma'achet things, and time and time again the same things. Time and time again the same in Yonah. Understand? Until we have to learn the Ran without knowing where he comes from. And he's a mesukadik in the Shama. So everything he learns in Nigla, is the Eitzah Chaim is sending him Giluyim all the time while he's learning Nigla. And that's what we'll all be like when it's Hashem and Mashiach will come. He's a Neshama Mesukah. So we have to be Mevara, that's our Avodah. There's a Nishmas Yosef and there's a Nishmas Yehuda. And Yehuda is Tikkun Dika Torah. Mashiach ben Yosef comes from Yehuda. Mashiach ben David comes from Yehuda. Tzadik says that Yehuda started his Malchus after Kabbalah Satoyah. Before that, it's hard work. So we're living through the Christian Mashiach, we're living through Mechamez Goyga Moga. And Yosef is the Loicha. Mashiach ben Yosef is the Loicha and Mechamez Goyga Moga. So we're going to do Yosef's Avodah. You've got to learn Masechus Olos, you've got to learn more Mishnayos, you've got to learn Mishnayos, you've got to make a Siyum on Shishu Sidri Mishnah. And then Yom Avara, Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come. V'zorichat to learn Yom HaChochma and all the Masechus Tzim. Okay. Shkoyach, Shkoyach, Shem Nehem, Surah Stoivus, Mitzvah Shem Yishuas, V'nachomas. And Shizorichat Mitzvah Shem, and Mehav Yisum Shona, and beyond that, Mitzvah Shem, Ha'ilam, Ha'netzach, Natzachem.